let me on the information superhighway, you stupid little...
Whoa. This song's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like Ozzy. Dun, 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 dun.
Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon from Blog This Pal. Wanted to welcome you to the Fireside Chat and Xmas podcast. Just a few words of note. The first is that I will not be featuring an album in the Record You Should Own category for December. Got some things in the fire that I want to pursue. Things are going to be a little busy, and after 2 years of doing it, I think I deserve a one-month vacation. I'm adding some features to the blog, and I want to concentrate on those. If you go down to... You'll see a link on the sidebar that says our Amazon.com store. I've added stuff from the Doctor Who post. I've added stuff from other posts that I've done in the past, and I want to transfer all the albums to go into that so that when I feature an album or I talk about a comic or a DVD or whatever, there's a direct link to the store. And it'll make your shopping a lot easier if, like me, you're very lazy and just don't like going to stores and dealing with crazy people driving. Wanted to basically take this time out to thank all of you who have read the blog, stopped by, left a comment, sent an email, linked back to me. The reason I say that is two reasons. One is, on the internet, it's easy to forget that there's an actual person behind the words we read, that there's an actual human being that actually says the things that they say. It's a lot harder to realize that we are all, you know, in a way, we're all brothers and sisters, and we're all kind of just, to quote Firesign Theater, we're all bozos on this bus. But more importantly, what I've realized is that I'm very grateful for the things that I have. Of course, here in America, we just came from a holiday where we're grateful and we celebrate that gratitude by basically binge eating. And there are too many people to thank, but I just want to thank all my fellow comics bloggers, anyone who's on my blog roll, I want to say a hearty thank you to. I also want to thank Chuck at Comic Related. As many of you know, I started writing for that site. I actually took time out to investigate that site. What I love is that it's supporting small press comics. It's not like I'm working for Wizard. If I worked for Wizard, I would have to take a shower every time I posted. I'm kind of feeling the similar way about Newsarama. So if you can make it out, give it a try. I will post a link when I upload the podcast. I also want to encourage everyone, and Lefty Brown, pay close attention, because this is how you can be a musical guru. There's a fanzine that comes out every year called Big Takeover. And it's a music zine. It started off as like a punk alternative fanzine, but it covers a wide range of music. You can subscribe for like $24 a year, and you get one issue a year, but we're talking, this thing is as big as the Sears catalog. But finally, what I wanted to do is provide a mix of holiday music, some of my favorite holiday tunes. The best way to describe the mix is that it's a mixture of the sacred and the profane. There are no Kwanzaa hymns, but I don't know any. If anyone would like to suggest one, please feel free to do so. And on that note, what I would like to do is anything that I've referred to on here, I'll blog as soon as I upload the podcast. So please feel free to enjoy this mix. Do not upload it on a torrent. Do not break it apart and try to sell it, because if you do, I will find you and I will hurt you. This is my little Christmas gift to you, so Until next time, dear readers and friends and everyone, thank you very much and look forward to talking to you soon. Keep reading the blog. Thanks.
Okay. By the way, that's me on the organ. You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, good.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where? On the
fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer
in a tree.
See,
you need more.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, 2 golden.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of 2.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon.
3 French toast.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer
in a tree.
Okay.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Co-host.
Oh, 8 days. True love gave to me
8 comic books.
7 packs of smoke.
6 packs of 2 4.
5.
Okay, day 12. Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah. 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of bag bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where'd you learn to do that?
Albums.
Bonus. So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day.
Thank you.
Hold on. Wait there. What's going to say? There's something I have to tell you. Something important. What was it? No, hold on. Shh. Oh! I know! Merry Christmas!
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
On a red suit and hangs around with me and my wife. Now I can't help but feeling jealous each time she climbs on his knee. And she's dancing beneath the mistletoe screaming for him to stand beneath the mistletoe screaming. Now I can't help but feeling jealous each time she climbs on his knee. Why must she climb on his knee?
a good time. But remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over.
We'll beat you up, so don't make it.
Merry Christmas, Santa. chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin?
Alvin!
Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin.
From the casino?
I'm from a casino.
Good enough. Let's go.
I'm afraid Robert Goulet hasn't arrived yet, sir.
Very well. Begin the thawing of Jim Neighbors.
Are you sure this is the casino? I think I should call my manager.
Your manager says for you to shut up!
Vera said that?
Huh. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Batmobile lost its wheel, the Joker got away.
Hey, thank you very much.
Ow.
Oh, I'm sorry, kid.
Is that you, Santa Claus? gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. Or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One peek and I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, I pay to my knee. Say that's you, Santa Claus.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
It's all right. That's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause. You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
We'll be right back.
a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful thoughts. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super noss. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
It's hard to be a Jew on Christmas. My friends won't let me join in any game. And I can't sing Christmas songs or decorate a Christmas tree or leave water out for Rudolph, 'cause there's something wrong with me. My people don't believe in Jesus Christ's divinity. I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew on Christmas. Hanukkah is nice, but why is it that Santa passes over my house every year? And instead of eating ham, I have to eat kosher latkes. Instead of Silent Night, I'm singing Who Hacked Old Cod Beach? And what the fuck is up with lighting all these fucking candles? Tell me, please. I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew. I can't be merry, 'cause I'm Hebrew on Christmas.
Hey little boy, I couldn't help but hear you're feeling left out of Christmas cheer. I've come to say that you shouldn't be sad. This is the one month that you should be glad. 'Cause it's nice to be a Jew on Christmas. You don't have to deal with the season at all. You don't have to be on your best behavior or give to charity. You don't have to go to grandma's house with your alcoholic family.
And I don't have to sit on some big Santa's lap and have him breathe his stinky breath on me.
good time to be Hebrew on Christmas.
It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
Turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Angels from the
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.